word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to Watch Your Tongue. This is Dr. John Cooper. My name is Pastor C.J. Duffy, and we have a great segment for you today. This is an awesome show. We're talking about homeschooling.
Yeah, Pastor, tell me, this is just one of five parts.
One of a five-part series on so many different topics. But the first one is about homeschooling,
yes,
which is, I believe, that the nation is going towards.
Yes, I think so, too. And the last figures I heard, there's 30% of the school system is now in the homeschooling
process
area.
Of being homeschooled.
And,
yes,
Pastor, I think that's our salvation. And this homeschooling is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger because the system that we have in our public schools have failed.
Well, not only does homeschool get them a chance to know more about Jesus and our Lord and Savior, but it also can teach them on a one-on-one basis how to behave themselves and so many other advantages about homeschooling. And I'm not saying I'm trying to bury the public school systems, but there's so many more advantages to homeschooling.
Yes, there really are. We're going to hear a lot of that in our conversation with Joe Joseph. And, hey, listen, Joe's got some great stuff.
Joe's a guy out of North Carolina who we partner with on some of these shows, and his Freedom Link goes all over the world.
Yes.
So we're really excited about being a part with Joe and having him to be a part of us on Watch Your Tongue.
Right. And we want to invite all the listeners and those who are watching the programs to stay with us.
You viewers, get ready to learn something about homeschooling. So here's Joe Joseph coming up next.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Tonight, I'm going to shift gears. Normally, you know, we'll get into the economy and current events. Well, I'm going to do a different way on current events, and that's with the stars of a great new TV show out of Texas, Watch Your Tongue. I got Dr. C.J. Duffy and Pastor John Cooper here with me. And watchyourtongue.tv is going to be the website here. It'll be launching soon. And you can watch the pilot episode of Watch Your Tongue right now on YouTube. On the YouTube channel, Watch Your Tongue. Welcome to the show, CJ and John.
Welcome. We welcome you to your show.
You guys there?
Yes, sir. We are here.
There
we're
you
unmuted.
Are. I got you now.
Okay. He got us. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir. It's an honor to be a part of your show.
Amen. It sure is.
I want to start off tonight, first off, by saying that there is a very big spiritual component to what's going on in this war. For the mind, if you will. Tonight, CJ and John will be getting into some of that, but I want to start off by also highlighting an attack that just went down. Now, there's a movement afoot to back away or move out of the public school system. There's a definite consciousness shift to where people are starting to understand that there's an agenda afoot. All you got to do is look at the numbers. You know, they can tell you all they want that, oh, yes, things are improving, blah, 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 blah. They'll spot out statistics that have absolutely no merit whatsoever. And I can do the same. You know, 100% of cancer patients drink water. If everybody thought that, then no one would drink water. Everybody would die, you know? So, I mean, that's just the way it is. It has to be grounded in truth. And the fact of the matter is, all the statistics show that since the federal government took over here in the United States, public education has gone down the toilet. So, as I was saying, in Arkansas, there was an attack on a homeschool family recently. And homeschooling has been one of the options that a lot of people have gone to simply because it's not cost effective to go to private school anymore. Private school numbers are just as, you may have a little better result, but anytime you try to cram a bunch of kids into a cinder block room and force them to learn things that are not natural or inherent to their brain and the way it's wired, you're not going to get that optimum, that education. You know, you stifle the Nikola Teslas, the next generation Nikola Teslas, by forcing them to waste their time on stuff that they're just not wired up for. And so more and more people are coming to that realization, or perhaps, you know, because it violates the very basis of their faith, you know, to send their children away to Babylon, basically little mini Babylon.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard, guys. It's good to have you.
It's good to be back.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Oh, no, awesome. I was just talking about public education, homeschooling, how there's been a big shift recently with homeschooling.
Even with the criteria for homeschooling,
right.
It's the demand, it seems, that it's putting in the same criteria as public schooling.
Yeah. Well, it is. You're right. They definitely have standards. There's no doubt, you know?
You know, America needs to understand what public schooling really is. It is a system designed by Babylon. You know, what they're learning is information with no revelation. So all they've learned is what I call it is information or dark knowledge. It's not going to help them achieve anything spiritually. And it's teaching you about man instead of God. So we're on the same boat with this one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What about you, John Cooper? What do you think about that, about the shift?
Well, do
you think it's because there's a consciousness shift afoot to where more people are coming to the realization that things aren't looking up, I guess you could say?
Well, I think that when you look at it, Joe, you start looking at the school system and it's run by a socialistic order.
Looks like we got some connection problems.
Oh, sorry about that.
Connection problems again.
Looks like it's run by a socialistic order.
CJ, are you there?
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, the problem that we're having is it sounds like your connection is cutting in and out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we'll
try this a little bit longer. So basically what happened down in Arkansas was seven children were taken away from their family, from the mother and father.
Really?
Yeah. And down in all because what they said was that the father had a unapproved mineral supplement. Now, if you look at what this mineral supplement was, it had absolutely nothing, no illegal components in it at all. And this family was known to be self-sustained or considered themselves preppers. They homeschooled nine children, and seven of them were taken. One had graduated. The other one was at college.
Wow.
And all because of this little mineral supplements. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. How they use that to go ahead and start to terrorize these homeschool families.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and my question to you guys is why? Why do you think that is? Why are they going about attacking people that just want to be left alone?
A socialistic society.
Yes.
It just brings it all back to that point.
All right. So now that we're here, this is interesting because, of course, we know that there has been a shift, at least in my opinion, there's been a shift to where people see that, okay, what are they getting out of this? What are they getting out of public school? Even up until 5 years ago, there really wasn't that much of a shift in consciousness. It's only been recently that we've seen it, at least here in the United States. Now, I don't know how it is over in other countries because I know it's a little more strict there. Case in point, in Germany, they'll put you in jail if you're homeschooling. There's no tolerance of that. You must go to a state school or a private school, but it has to be a school, cannot be in the house. What happens now today is your children are just not prepared when they exit school. They have no life skills whatsoever, zero. Whereas before, you know, you had classes like stewardship. Even the shop classes were a lot more involved, you know. Heck, you could go to a tech school. And I know, like, in the town that I grew up, you have a choice. You can go to a college prep school. You could go to a tech school, which is more of like you come out with a vocation. And then, of course, you have, like, your business high school. And it's set up that way. And, you know, that's fairly decent. But when you get into the curriculum and to what you're actually learning, it's garbage. And then the stuff that they teach you is absolute garbage. It's crazy. So more and more people are making that switch. In North Carolina, we're topping out at, we're now going to hit 100,000 homeschooling families in the state of North Carolina alone. I mean, that's staggering. That's staggering when you think about it, how many people are actually coming out of that system. And why? Is it because we hate the government? Is it because we want to be isolationist and just hermits? No, it has nothing to do with that. Is it so bad to have standards anymore? I mean, has it become taboo? That's the question. I don't understand why people are vilified for having standards now. I just don't get it. I have a legitimate concern when they use things like mineral supplements to raid a house and take away their children. I mean, these are people that never drank a drop, never had a run-in with the law, never had a speeding ticket. And the children are taken away. Why? Because he takes a mineral supplement. Unbelievable. You know, this just goes to show you, you know, who owns your children? Who owns our children? Is it us or is it them? It's us if we don't allow it. It's them if we let them take them. It's that simple. It's us if we say, no, to hell with you. We'll teach our children the way we want to teach them. Or it's them. No, they will go to the indoctrination centers. I mean, I think it's pretty crystal clear how this it's supposed to work. And I think it's also crystal clear that it's not working in its present form. And so now they're going to use terrorist tactics, much like you see overseas. The only thing is now, see, everybody is desensitized to it all. See, it doesn't matter if it happens here against your own people, against us. It doesn't matter. You've seen it all before on television. You've seen it 100 times. So if it happens to somebody close to you or whatever, it's not going to be that much of a shock. This has all been done for a reason and will continue to be done for a reason. Unbelievable. Now, as I just got to, have you noticed the kind of increase in suicides here lately? I find it very, very interesting. We started out, I think, last year with the bankers, right? They were all jumping out like crazy, jumping out of windows, hanging themselves. Well, in the past couple of days, there's been some high-profile suicides. Coincidental suicides, might I add, that have got a lot of people asking some serious questions. Questions that should be asked. But, you know, what happens is they don't ever, nothing ever comes of it. You know, nothing ever comes of this. Oh, there'll be a news article or something like that, but that's it. Gray State. It's a new movie that came out, Gray State, by consent or conquest. Apparently, the people that put that out, three people found dead in Apple Valley, two adults and one child. Police arrived after neighbors claimed they found three bodies and considered it apparent murder-suicide. The neighbor, Colin Prochnow, said Sunday that the deceased were David Crowley, 29, his wife, Kamel, 28, and their five-year-old daughter, who just so happened to direct that movie. You know? It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. That's why everybody now, you know, whenever you hear anybody talking in these YouTube videos or doing a blog or whatever, everybody's saying, I will not commit suicide. I will not kill myself. And I can tell you for a certainty, I won't do it either. So if you hear that I did or that I went crazy and try to, you know, off a bunch of people or do something stupid, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
There's Joe.
Here we are.
You guys are. All right.
That sounds good.
We just had a big discussion on homeschooling.
Yeah, I want to get back to that. Because now that you guys are back, homeschooling is something that people have been kind of, it was taboo, really, up until about 5 years ago. It was taboo, don't you? I remember when my wife and I decided to do that, we got raked over the coals.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's something that they've been preparing for this for a while. You know, they turned public opinion against homeschooling by demonizing homeschool families.
That's correct. Yes.
And
that's
the concept exactly right. itself, right? That way they have public support when they move to crack down on homeschooling.
Yes.
And like I was saying down in Arkansas, guys, 7 children were taken away from their mother and father simply because the father was taking a mineral supplement that, by the way, had nothing illegal in it. Mm-hmm. And this family were self-sufficient. They were homeschooling, and they've never gotten a speeding ticket. The family didn't drink a drop of alcohol. There was nothing in the house. It was a mineral supplement. And because of that, they took the kids away.
Mm-hmm. That tells you where the direction of where the South is in homeschooling. You know, I have my 2 grandchildren. They're being homeschooled right now, and I know that it puts them on a higher level mentally, and the families are closer, have a stronger bond. And, of course, we can also talk about Jesus in those homeschools.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Pastor Duffy a minute ago, and I said, Pastor, have you talked to any of the children that are being homeschooled? And I got in on this approximately 10 years ago with a homeschool family. And I'm going to tell you what, those 2 kids were smart. They were patriotic, and they had good Christian values and a good Christian background. Pastor Duffy, you know that the school system is not producing what it's supposed to. We all know that. Everyone knows it. And so more people are moving away to homeschooling. The last figures I had, there were 30% roughly of the people doing homeschooling right now because the school system has failed. And it's failed because we let a federal government, a socialistic federal government, come in and take over our kids and train them 8 hours a day. And that 8 hours, when they come out of the school, they think socialist, that's the way they've been trained. Yeah. And I think our salvation lies in homeschooling, because we're going to see the homeschoolers come out. They're going to support the country. They're going to make a lot of additions to the country. They're going to be leaders in the country, be presidents, vice presidents, congressmen, and there'll be people who believe in the Constitution.
Well, I agree with what you're saying here, Dr. Cooper, with the homeschooling and the children. But as far as the way the system has been trained, it's designed to be Babylon.
Yes.
And Babylon is a big power, but it's going to take the power of God to put his people in the right places, because if you truly look up the system of what's going on in education, that's one of the mountains of influence, of pillars of influence that Satan controls. You got government, you got family, you got social media, you got all of these 7 pillars, religion. And because I remember when Jesus went to the highest mountain in the wilderness, Satan said, all of this I'll give you if you bow down and worship me. Well, that's telling me that he had control over all of the atmosphere until you get saved. So, Jesus told him, man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
So that's telling me he still had his dominance and his authority. Well, if you don't understand the authority you're walking in, Satan will take that authority and beat you over the head with it. Being that he's already defeated, he's using these words in the educational system to control you.
Yes.
Now we went to school for 14 years to get a diploma. And in those 14 years to get that diploma, it's all I've learned is what he's taught me from his system. But until you get retrained, or your mind gets retrained by not only the Holy Spirit, but homeschooling to get a picture of salvation in it, we're a lost generation.
Right.
A lost generation.
Pastor Duffy, think about this. It wasn't too many years ago till we sat still. The preacher sat still. Christians sat still and let them take prayer out of the school.
Yeah.
They took prayer out of the school. That was just the beginning of what they're going to take away from us as long as we sit still and do nothing.
Well,
go ahead.
Do we have to take a stand?
Yes,
Of these things, not only just sit in a closet in prayer, everyone else has come out of the closets. Even women with women, men with men. Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 18, tells us all about that. You know, about how the wrath of God will come against the disobedience of the children of wrath. But when it comes to God's word, God's true word, and standing on his word, we have what's called the host that's waiting on us to speak his word. That's why we really have this show called Watch Your Tongue. It means more than just watching your tongue. Yes. It means when you speak the right things, the blessings flow. So you got to be careful. The things you say, the very things you say are going to be blessings or cursings.
That's right.
So that's what the enemy has done. He's taken his school system and taught kids or people how to say the wrong things. Now, all they believe that they have to do is get a job in his system. Mm-hmm. And if they want to make more money, they go get these things called degrees. And those degrees help them navigate through this world to make more money. But what if the man gains the whole world and loses his soul? What is he gain?
Nothing. That's right.
So we're in a system now that's designed to feed his system.
Yeah. Pastor, have you talked to homeschoolers? Very many of them.
Yes.
I have too. And
yes,
I find that every one of them has their allegiances to God, their allegiances to country. They have a strong concept of God, and they're trained in the home, and they're just a lot better students and a lot better American people, because they've been trained that way, and it is a counter to what Satan is doing to our system today.
I have two grandchildren that are being homeschooled now. They're brighter. As a matter of fact, they're achieving much more on a higher level, and they're great. It's kind of like on this day we celebrate, they'll celebrate one day, Martin Luther King birthday. Mm-hmm. I was listening to some of the things that he's done. He graduated at the age of 15. Went to Morehouse College at the age of 15, the youngest man ever to win a Nobel Peace Prize. All of these accolades, Time Magazine's Man of the Year at an early age, and even dying at the age of 39, a very, very young man that didn't get a chance to live his life. Why? Because of what he stood for. And, and the educational system backs all of this up. They want to keep us separated.
Yes.
They want to put a label on a standard. Now, if you don't fit this standard or this criteria, you're out of that mix. So,
yeah. No, there's no doubt about it that there's a benefit to it. I mean, I've seen it, and I talked to my son about that today, as a matter of fact, because we were he's at that age now. You know, he's 18 years old, and he's far beyond his years. You know, when I was 18, I was 18.
Yeah.
He's 18 going on like 36 because he was homeschooled, and because all of the things, all of those barriers that were put in place by public school when I was there. And there was a lot of positive things that came from public school. Don't get me wrong. But I can tell you that I helped to correct the things that I saw that made me want to be mediocre. That's the best way I can describe it is that public school encourages mediocrity. It just does, because it's cool to be stupid.
Yes. And
that's the prevailing atmosphere when you look at public school or when you're in public school. You know, what do they call the smart guys? The nerds.
That's right, yeah. Well, you know, Jesus,
you know, that's
says,
what they are.
Yeah, Jesus
it's
says
absolutely
some years
undeniably slated or slanted towards being stupid. They want that. They encourage it.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Wasn't that an exciting story and segment about homeschooling and how he explained to us what it truly is?
Pastor, you know what? This is really where people need to understand what's happened and how we failed our children that we were so always wanting to see them at least do better than us.
Yes.
Still we're digging them a hole deeper in debt as far as the national debt goes. We're doing more things to them in the home. The home has failed. Pastor, this is good stuff, and it needs to be told.
Well, here's what I see, and this is, I know what the truth is it gives them a better opportunity to be with their parents.
Yes.
They have more time to spend with their children, parents do. When was the last time you even heard people say a prayer in public schools?
Pastor, the last time was about 40-something years ago when I was in school.
Well, that's been quite a while ago.
No, really and truly, that's a little exaggeration, because I've been in some schools in 20 years ago or so, and we did have prayer, but as far as the national going, no.
Well, it's taken away. It's really an attack on Christianity. Public schools is a true attack on Christianity. Because when do you ever hear about Jesus in public schools?
Nowhere. They've taken God out of the schools, Pastor.
So now all they're learning is information with no revelation.
That's exactly right.
So this is what I want to bring to our audience. God didn't put his... He wants us to learn, but he didn't want us to learn without him. That's the key. So right now what we're learning is a lot of information without revelation. So what's going to get you to heaven, a high school diploma or your relationship with God? And I'm not saying we're totally attacking public schools. I'm just saying we need to bring Christ back into public schools. If not, you'd be better off homeschooling.
Hey, listen, you'd be better off homeschooling today because today's homeschoolers, when they come out, they're better educated, they know more, they're smarter, they have watched programs in history, they're really better at history. Anything, any subject you choose, they can talk about it. And you can, that doesn't happen to the public school kids.
Well, there's so many more advantages that you have with homeschooling. And I just thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to try to raise our kids on a better level,
yes,
on a higher level. And then you can still have family, valuable family time,
yes,
together.
You know, there was some time ago they started having that type of emphasis on the television, emphasized family time together, but they left prayer out.
That's
just
one
like our Congress, our Senate.
One of the major failures that America's ever had.
Yes.
Right now, we have a great offer for you.
This is What's Your Tone.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the Psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Look off for number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
Pastor Duffy, that's a wonderful book offer that Miss L has made for us on this program. And for a $10 gift to the Watch Your Tongue Ministries, you can have a personal autograph of this book.
One of the greatest ways that you can support Watch Your Tongue is with your prayers.
Yes.
But there are other ways that you can support this great TV show. It's three levels of partnerships. We have gold, we have silver, mm-hmm, gold, and platinum. This is per month, $50, $75, and $100 per month. Oh, whatever God lays on your heart.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, if you haven't came to Christ, we want to pray for you. So let's start out with a prayer.
Yes,
for those
please.
Who don't know anything about Jesus, say this prayer with me. Father, I thank you for coming into my heart. I need more of your will, and I need more of your way in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the joy and peace that you have promised me, because the world is so full of chaos. Lord, I want peace in my heart, but you got to first, Lord, ask them to come into your heart. Then the peace will automatically be ushered. We want to thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We're going to lead you to Christ, so many of our believers and listeners. But I want to close with a scripture that God has given us for you. And you always have to watch your tongue. But he said, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, mm-hmm, you shall have give account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So watch your tongue.
That's right, Pastor.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.